off to a real exciting start in 2016. Wanda was very acquisitive in 2014, and through the acquisition of the controlling stake in Legendary, it's really made its mark and put a tentpole up in Hollywood and said, we're here to stay. We're big players together with AMC and now Legendary. We're probably the biggest entertainment company in the world today by revenues.
And this is extremely good news for the man at the top of Wanda, but very good news for Legendary too because of the large injection of cash.
Absolutely. Legendary's business is to finance films, produce those films, and then co-produce them with studios such as Warner Brothers and Universal Pictures and have those films distributed under distribution deals with Warner Brothers and Universal Pictures. And to do that business, unlike a studio where they have a whole infrastructure of people and a whole distribution network from which they can earn cash, they need financing to keep their engine going. And this deal is great for Thomas Tull and his team at Legendary, and they should be applauded. They've been assiduously courting Wang Jianlin and his team in Beijing for quite some time. And this represents a very good financing opportunity for the Legendary team, as well as, you said, Wang Jianlin and the Wanda team.
Is it possible that a film distributor like this would want to make films? And does that raise the kind of specter of censorship at all?
Well, Wanda has not been involved in any large extent on the creative side of Hollywood since they made their acquisition in AMC. They were an exhibitor of films. They owned a cinema chain in the United States, very large cinema chain. They own Wanda Cinema Chain as well in China. But this is the real first big play they've made in the creative or production side. Last year, they had done a co-production, a film called Southpaw, with the Weinstein and Company on a co-production basis. And that film did very well for a first effort for Wanda. But this is the first time they partnered up with a film producer that would allow them to generate 5, even 10 films a year. Censorship has been raised as an issue, but the type of films that Legendary is known for, the big action films, the 3D sci-fi adventure films, those aren't films where censorship or political themes become an issue, so I don't believe censorship is going to become an issue.